Welcome to the Magic Podcast, a portal for committed, spiritual, and high-achieving entrepreneurs who desire to break free from hustle culture and actually lead a life and business from ease. I am your host, Melody Escobar, a somatic and embodiment coach who supports humans just like you, regulating their nervous systems and embodying a life of freedom. I am also gay, I love Harry Potter, and I am the most organized person you'll ever meet. On this podcast, we will have conversations about trauma healing and nervous system regulation. I'll be sharing my own personal experiences and lessons, as well as strategies and actionable steps for you to actually enjoy the vision board life that you've been working your ass off to create. Let's dive into the show. All right, hopefully today this is working. Yesterday I tried to go live like 3 times and it crashed. But I was already talking like for 20 minutes or whatever, and then it crashed. I'm hoping that today I can just tell you what I wanted to share yesterday. Okay, so basically what I wanted to talk to you about is how business can be a huge mirror, a huge catalyst for trauma, and how it's been for me. The mistakes that I did along the way, the wounds that came up for me, and the things that I had to do, okay? So just to do like a bit of a recap, to give you a bit of a summary, I started my business because I got very sick. And you're like, what do you mean? Okay, so around 5-6 years ago, I was diagnosed with a chronic illness, an autoimmune disease, Crohn's disease. I was very, very, very sick. I was in a lot of pain. I couldn't do life. I couldn't go to work. I was doing my master's degree at the moment. I couldn't go to uni. It was just like my life completely stopped. And before that, I was someone who was constantly on the go. I've spent my whole life being a high achiever. Like since I was very, very, very little, I was focused on always being the best, always achieving, always proving to the world, always doing, always busy, always just like being productive, right? Like being a machine. So I went from that to suddenly not being able to walk, not being able to function for myself. So I was very sick. I was told that I was going to be sick forever, that I had to accept that reality, that I was going to take meds forever. So I was feeling fucking bad. I was feeling like shit because of all the symptoms. And on the top of that, I was taking all of these horrible meds that were making me feel even worse. They were worrying me because they were like side effects. It's like, you can get cancer. It's like, hello, I don't want to be taking this forever. Like, all of these things. And in the middle of illness, I went through a spiritual awakening and I was like blown away. Because before that, I thought, okay, there is no reason for autoimmune disease, but it could be genes, it could be a bacteria, it could be random. Like, And when I went through that awakening, I was like, oh my God, I understand now. I woke up to my reality, I woke up to my past, I woke up to my trauma, I woke up to absolutely everything, and I understood how illness was just the root of trauma, the root of years of nervous system dysregulation, and how all of those like achieving behaviors and constantly doing and neglecting my body and neglecting myself and just like not loving myself and trying to prove myself in other ways was just trauma. It was because of my upbringing. It was because of the society that I was born into and blah, blah, blah. So I was like, okay, this sucks. Obviously, I'm just realizing about all of this trauma, but it means I have power. It means I can do something about it because then illness is not just random. It's not just the mercy of life. This is happening because of this. Illness is just the manifestation of trauma, nervous system dysregulation. So I can do something about it. So I decided that I wasn't going to follow the Western medicine road anymore. I quit my meds. I always say the same. I'm not saying you should do the same. I'm not saying you should quit your meds. No, this is what I did, taking responsibility for it and all of the things. But I quit my meds and I was like, okay, I am going to address the trauma, I am going to regulate my nervous system, and I am going to make my body a priority. And the funny thing is, when no one believed me, when everyone thought I was crazy, when everyone thought I was irresponsible, no one really thought that I could do it, I did it. And I healed naturally from chronic illness. I'm gonna let that sink in because I need to let that sink in for myself as well. Sometimes I need to remind myself what you did was incredible. Like when I met my fiance Jen, they always remind me, like, when you told me that, I was like, what the fuck? Who is this incredible person? And it makes me feel so good that they thought that about me. Anyways, because I went through that experience, I was like, I am not letting this happen anymore. I want to be my priority. I want my body to be my number one priority. I want to take care of my health, my mental, my physical health. Like, I want to dedicate my life to nurturing myself, to reparenting myself, to going slow, to just having very magical, healing, nourishing life, right? Like days, whatever. And I was like, I don't want to work for anyone anymore. I want to be able to be my own boss so I can do that. So that was one of the reasons. Second, I was so fucking passionate about my own journey. Like, what the fuck did I just achieve that? I've learned so many things. I studied, got certifications. I did something that was completely out of what science tells us. That I'm like, I want to help people go into their own healing journeys and do the same. So, what I thought is that having my own business was going to allow me to carry on with that life. I thought working for someone else is stopping me from taking care of myself, for making myself a priority, blah, blah, blah. So, business is going to be the thing. But, and if you're an entrepreneur, you will resonate with me because most of my clients feel the same and they got very excited into business and they're like, yes, this is incredible, I'm going to follow my dreams. And then it's like, ooh, what's happened here is that business was a huge, 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 huge trigger. So I'm going to break down different things that came up for me. And what I want you to know is, like, imagine at this point how I felt. I felt like I've done a lot of inner work because I fucking did. I spent years doing inner work. Like, I went very deep. I improved so many things of my life. Like, my life completely transformed. I'm telling you that I used to do loads of drugs, alcohol, very toxic relationships, eating disorders, huge anxiety, panic attacks, depression, suicidal thoughts, self-harm. Like, you get the picture, right? So I managed to completely transform my life. So I was like, let's go. This is gonna be fun. And it was. And it really, really wasn't. Because business just mirrored me all of the wounds that, yes, I addressed, but they were still there. And I guess they were ready to be looked at from a different perspective. I guess I build a capacity in my body to then address them with the tools and with the capacity that I now had. So first one was, I'm gonna call them like the unresolved trauma that came up, sort of, right? So the first one was hustle. As I said, I spent my whole life hustling since I was very, very, very little, since I was, like, in primary school or even before, doing, achieving, trying, like a machine, only focus on, like, the hustle. And yes, after getting sick and going through my spiritual awakening, the healing and all of the stuff, I did slow down. I made a lot of changes. I had a lot of good practices in place. But I found myself again with those patterns sneaking in. And this happens a lot for my clients. They do their meditation in the morning. They have some sort of practices. They have some sort of spiritual things in place, but hassle still sneaks in. And this is what happened to me. So I found myself like, I'm gonna work very hard so then I can rest later. I'm gonna do this one more thing so then I can. I need to go pee, but you know what? I'm gonna finish this so I can rest later. So I was postponing myself. I was putting my business first so I could do something later. I fell into these patterns of working hard, neglecting your body, making money and business a priority before absolutely anything else. It was funny and it was shocking because I was doing some of the things. I was meditating every day. I was doing breath work. I was doing yoga. I was doing things that I thought were supposed to help me. So I was like, why do I feel so anxious? Because of course you wake up in a rush, you go through your day in a rush, you feel like you haven't got enough time. You feel like you always have a lot to do. You feel like you never do enough. I could be doing more. Look at all of these people on the internet. They're posting 10 reels a day. I should do the same. You know what I mean? So this is one of the ones that came up for me. The second wound or unresolved trauma was not feeling enough. And I took some notes here from yesterday because I don't want to forget anything. Yeah. So even though I worked on that wound before, I knew where it was coming from. I understood patterns from my childhood. I could see the way that I was brought up, the things that were told to me, how I never felt enough, ever. I've always felt inferior, never valued myself, I never protected myself. I've always compared myself to others. Like, I've honestly felt like shit for my whole life. But again, I did a lot of work, right? And I thought, I've got this. But doing business was a huge mirror for me to see, oh my God, there's so many ways in which you still don't feel enough. Like all of those wounds were triggered like 10 times fold. Do you say that in English? I'm not sure if that's the expression. I sometimes just hear people say things because obviously English not it's not my language. I am Spanish, and Jen makes a lot of fun of me because I watch stuff in English. Obviously, you know, I love English. I just love it, and everything that I do is in English. So I pick up on things that people say. I get the context of it, and then I just try and I just put it on sentences. And Jen is like, "Where did you hear that?" I'm like, I don't know, I just pick it up somewhere. And they're like, but do you know this is not how you use it? It's like, okay, no. So can you please let me know how I could use it? Anyways. So being an entrepreneur was like, oh my God, I can feel in so many different ways in which I'm not feeling enough. I am not feeling enough for my clients. I am not feeling enough for the world. I have, oh my God, I hope the battery doesn't die. Okay, let's wrap this up quick. I am feeling like no one cares. What I have to say is not important because I am not enough. And again, I was doing the work. I was doing EFT, you know, EFT tapping. I was doing energy work. I was doing journaling. And it was still happening. And the third one that I want to talk about is needing external validation. So, my whole life, I was looking for the validation of my parents, the validation of society. How? Through achievements. When I got good scores at school, I was a good girl. Look at Melody. Oh my God. She's going to be incredible. Look at Melody. She's the best. Melody's the first. Melody, blah, blah, blah. So, of course, I was getting love through validation, never through who I was as a person, but through what I achieved. So again, I went through my spiritual awakening. I realized all of these things. I think that I'm healing those things, doing all of these inner work, meditations, breath work, blah, blah, blah. And still, I start my business and I'm feeling the same. Like, I need likes to feel validated. I need people to sign up to feel validated. I need this to feel validated. I need this amount of money to feel validated. And if I don't, I'm not worthy. I'm ashamed. Like, oh my God, who is going to love me? Can you see the ways in which trauma shows up? And all of the things that we do, because I know if you're watching this, you do some work. I know that you do meditation, maybe you do some breath work. I know that you have some sort of spiritual practice in place that you think is what's going to help you, but still, those things are coming up for you. So I just wrote here some things that I'm going to mention, what I thought I had to do. Energy work. Work on your energy. Shadow work. Yeah, just address the shadow. Meditate longer. 30 minutes Joe Dispenza meditation. Manifestation journaling, intense breath work, more strategy. But what I really had to do was connect everything that I learned when I healed from chronic illness to my business. Because my business is me. I am an entrepreneur. Your business is you. So what I did and what I go through with clients is we look at the foundation. The foundation is creating that base of nervous system regulation. So we can create safety so your body can start relaxing and doesn't go into those behaviors. We're creating capacity to then work on the specific things. We break that those cycles of patterns that do not serve us by cultivating that safety with nervous system regulation. We don't do this through breath work and meditation. We do this through my work, polyvagal informed work. Once we have that foundation, then we start addressing the trauma. So I started going back to basics. Like, I'm going to go back to the things that I've already applied and that gave me incredible results because I healed from chronic illness. And then things will come up. Then I can address that invisible wound that I've got. I can address the trauma. I can address the specific things. I can reprocess the trauma. I can somatically release the trauma. And on the top of that, we work on specific mindset to support you in reprogramming those beliefs while you have first that foundation. So the mindset is the support of everything else. But first, we need to do all of the things. The things that I was doing wrong is that I wasn't addressing the foundation. When I healed from chronic illness, I addressed the foundation. But with my business, I just didn't connect it. But when it clicked, and by the way, it clicked because I fucking burned out. Like, I burned out and I had a realization again, like a second awakening. When it clicked, I was like, okay, this is it. You just need to apply what you already know. And I did. And it's been incredible. And I use this framework with clients, and it's incredible. Why? Because we go from the root to the top. So this is how you get results. And this is how you get long-term results. So it makes a huge difference. And we'll stop just wasting time and money and energy in things that do not work at this moment because you don't have that foundation. So if you're like, oh my God, your story resonates so much. And I feel like I've been doing things that are not helping me. And I feel stuck, and I've been to the point of feeling, is there something wrong with me? And you love having someone by your side. Like, you love mentorship. You love the feeling of relief knowing that someone just gonna be there with you, supporting you, guiding you, very hands-on. And someone who can hear you and feel you and see you. Are you gonna feel safe and supported while applying everything? Then my one-on-one packages are for you. I've got different one-on-one packages. DM me 101. I can send them to you. I can answer questions. No problem. I'm not going to try to push you in the DMs. Like, I, since the beginning, work on providing a safe space for you. So just do that and let's work on that foundation. Because believe me, you can be an entrepreneur and still be able to feel relaxed and break with this cycle of hustling and feel like you're a fucking big deal, that you've got nothing to prove and have a very fulfilling life in all areas of your life. It's not one or the other. It can be feeling good with yourself, feeling good with your business, and feeling good with the relationship around you. So, this is everything that I wanted to share today. I hope this story helped you, and I'll see you next time. Let's hope my battery doesn't die so I can save this.